Welcome to my Channel 9 video. Now you might be asked yourself, who is this guy and why does he have a video on Channel 9? Well, my name is Colin Smith. I'm a Microsoft MVP. I'm also one of the hosts of the Surface Smiths podcast. And most importantly, I'm a Windows Insider. I also work for a Microsoft partner in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I spend a lot of time working with System Center Configuration Manager as well as other System Center products. Lately, I've been spending a lot of time talking about the Surface and working on a Surface. And as far as I'm concerned, the Surface is one of the best tools out there right now for running Windows 10 and being productive with a portable device. So, really quickly, what are we going to do in this video? There's hundreds of new features in Windows 10. I've blogged about some of them. There's lots of other people blogging about them. But what I want to do was show you a few of my favorite new features in Windows 10, specifically on my Microsoft Surface. It's a Surface Pro 3. i7 with 512 gigs of hard drive and 8 gigs of RAM, and I'll show you that on the next slide if you really want to see what it looks like. But I'm going to talk about my five favorite new features in Windows 10 as it relates to my Surface. One is Cortana. I've had Cortana on my phone for a long time. I now have it on my Surface or on my Windows 10 devices, and I'll show you what we can do with that. Virtual desktop is a great way to stay organized, especially on the limited screen real estate that we have on the Surface. Modern apps, they've been around on the Surface since the Surface has been a Surface, and they arrived with Windows 8, but they're a whole lot easier to use now. Something new called the Action Center that you may have seen on Windows Phone, and of course the Edge browser. Of course, there's many, many other features we could talk about. Just don't have time in my short video to cover them all. I just wanted to give you a taste for what's new in Windows 10 since it's fresh out the door. You'll notice that throughout my video you might see the Activate Windows. That's because I'm running a Windows Insider preview build. This is the 10.240 build. However, I cannot activate my Enterprise version yet because the MAK keys aren't available yet. So we'll just have to live with that in the video. So as I promised, this is a device I'm using. It's a Microsoft Surface Pro 3, and it's been my go-to machine for about 10, 11 months now since I got it, pretty much, about a month after I got it. It took me a while to cut over to it and get everything working well, but that's what I'm doing all my work on, and that's what all these demos that I'm going to show you are being run on. And of course, I'm using Camtasia to record it. As a Microsoft MVP, I got a free copy of Camtasia from TechSmith, so thank you, TechSmith. So here's a few interesting things you can do with Cortana in Windows 10. I'll give you a couple of examples, but you can try some other ones on your own. Hey Cortana, what's the weather going to be like this weekend?
Looks like there'll be partly sunny skies all weekend. The high on Saturday will be 80 and on Sunday will be 79.
Hey Cortana, what did Microsoft stock close at yesterday? Hey Cortana, can you tell me a joke?
I'd tell a chemistry joke, but I'm afraid I wouldn't get a reaction.
Hey Cortana, what kind of computer does Felicity use on the Arrow? Oh, that's pretty cool. Hey Cortana, can you play Uma Thurman by Fallout Boy?
Now playing Uma Thurman.
I can move mountains, I can work a miracle, work a miracle. Oh, keep you like an old man.
So while Cortana can help you do things more productively, there's another new feature in Windows 10 that I'm really thrilled about. It really helps me to stay organized and organized in my workspaces. I do lots of things. I'm multitasking all the time. I'm balancing personal and professional life. So right now on my screen, as you see, I've got two versions of Skype open. I've got my personal Skype. I've got my Skype for Business. And, you know, there are different workspaces, different people I communicate with each of those. I've got LinkedIn open. I've got Facebook open, And I really want to keep those separate because some of it's part of my personal life, some of it's part of my corporate life. But it goes beyond just a split personality that way. I may have different clients that I do different things for, and I want to keep the different workspaces separate. So the concept of virtual desktops allows me to do that. Really think of it as multiple monitors, but not just one or two or three monitors, as many as you really need to have, and then you can toggle between them. And I can segregate which applications are on each screen, just like I would in my office where I have two screens and I keep things separate when I'm working. So let me show you how to set that up. This button here, the task view, if I click that, you'll see all the tasks I have open. So you see that I've got my Facebook open here, I've got LinkedIn here, I've got Skype for Business here, and I've got Skype Personal there. If I want to move those to separate desktops, right now we have one desktop. I click the plus new desktop. Notice it still says activate Windows. I'm running an insider build, and I don't have the corporate activation keys for that yet. They aren't quite available yet. I'm recording this on the 30th of July, so the builds only became official yesterday. So anyways, I'm going to click new desktop, and notice it's created desktop 2. And if I hover on desktop 1, all of the applications running it are available. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep desktop 1 as my corporate, and I'm going to make desktop 2 my personal workspace. So I'll right-click on this, which is my Facebook, and move it to desktop 2. I'll also right-click on Skype for personal and move that to desktop 2. And now you see if I hover on desktop 1, I see my corporate apps. If I hover on desktop 2, I see my personal apps, and I can add more desktops if I need to. If I want to go between them, I can just click, and now I'm in that workspace. Do it again, go back the other way, or I can use the Windows tab key to switch that way as well. So that's virtual desktops, another cool new feature in Windows 10. Lots of possibilities. It's not just personal business, it can be any way you want to work it, any way you want to organize the way you use Windows 10 to make it easier for you to use. If you've got any great ideas on how to use virtual desktops, I'd love to hear about it. At the end of this recording, I'll be giving out some contact information, and you can reach out to me that way. Couple of other interesting things in Windows 10. They're just minor changes, but they really are important to me because of the way I work, and maybe it'll be important to you as well. I used to use the charms. You'd swipe in from the right. Those are gone, but it's replaced with something better. I found that the charms were a little confusing at first. I finally got used to them, but I basically had to memorize where things were, the charms. It wasn't intuitive at all. It wasn't easy to find what I was looking for at first, and I can imagine that was very daunting for a lot of new users. So one of the things that they've done is they've added this new thing here called the Action Center. It's right down here. That's the icon for it. It says no new notifications, but I can open that up, and those are notifications I have. So remember, if you're running Windows 10 on a mobile device, like a mobile phone or something like that, it'd be nice to have some notifications there. This is the real powerful part, the part that I'm looking forward to the most. Well, don't have to look forward anymore, it's here now. I can toggle settings like airplane mode easily. I can set up my Wi-Fi. I can connect to other devices if I need to, my VPN. And this is context sensitive. If I were to detach my power cable right now, the battery saver mode would come on, and the brightness settings for et cetera would come on if I'm running the display on my Surface. Right now I'm using an external screen, so I don't see this. It's totally context sensitive. Very powerful feature. The other thing that's quite powerful that I like, although I liked modern apps, some people call them metro apps, is the old nomenclature for it. Now they're called modern apps. They're designed to be run across Windows 10 devices regardless of form factor. They used to take up the full screen, and they were very difficult to manipulate and move back and forth between desktop mode. Watch this. When I hit my start menu, notice I get a combination start menu and start screen. So I've got my start screen type stuff here, my start menu Windows 7-like over here. So left is Windows 7 look and feel, right is Windows 8 look and feel. Altogether, it's Windows 10, and you get the best of both. So I'm going to pick a modern app, the Surface app, and notice I'm running it in a window. can run it full screen if I like, but it remembers the last time I ran it, I didn't run it full screen. I have the ability to run it in a window and move it around, position it where I want. And look at that. It even does the old Windows 7 shake. I can shake, the other apps disappear, shake again, and they come back. That's something I'm really enjoying. It's going to increase my productivity. And you know what? It's just a lot of fun to shake and watch things disappear. The last thing I want to show you is just some of the new features in the Edge browser. I'm not going to spend a lot of time about how the Edge browser is a lot faster and allows extensions and does a lot of other interesting things. I'm going to show you the thing that's making my life simpler and easier right now. So my wife and I are celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary this year, and we're looking at having a nice trip together in the fall. And I was looking at one of my dream vacations has always been to be at an overwater bungalow. So I did some research in the Edge browser, and I found this place in Tahiti. And I'm going to mark up the page. So I'm going to click the markup here. I'm going to pick the highlighter. I'm going to highlight some parts here to show her. I can go to a wider tip if I want. But I'm going to leave her a little note. Let's see, let me choose my ink color. I will go with red. And now I want to share this web page with her, so I can click save. And then I can send it to OneNote. That's one way of doing it. The other option is I click here, and then I can mail it to her, or I can post on Facebook, or other options. So that's just one of the neat little features in the Edge browser. So now we've seen what we can do in Windows 10. Let's do a quick review. Cortana, your digital assistant, ask her anything. If you listen to my podcast, you'll be amazed at what she's able to do for us as a digital assistant in the podcast. Virtual desktops. You can just separate workspaces to meet your use cases, meet your needs, separate your personal from your business if you need to, separate different clients, maybe have a virtual desktop for each of your children if they borrow your computer, whatever meets your lifestyle and productivity needs. Modern apps. You see them on the start menu now, not just on the start screen, and they're resizable, so that gives you a lot more options for how you use them and where you use them. No more charms. We now have an action center, which is jam-packed with notifications, but really, really quick access, toggle things on and off like battery saver or VPN or airplane mode and things like that. And the Edge browser, it's fast, it's pretty, it gives you a lot of real estate to work with, but most importantly, it makes it really easy to share web pages or annotate them and use them later on. Hope you liked the video. I promised you that I would provide some contact information if you want to reach out to me after you've seen the video, or even before you've seen the video. If you want to fast forward to the end, I've got my contact information coming up on the next slide. So as I mentioned, I'm on Facebook, but the best way to reach me on Facebook is with my podcast credentials, or my podcast contact information. It's all there on the video.